Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 16, Nashville, Episode 20, Recap. Our last rodeo. I sure wish it was. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and please leave a review.
I can't even front, man. This was tough. Why don't they just give us a two hour episode and we're done? We got it. And this is probably one of the first times me and Charles really agree. I hate the producers.
I mean, this is just so painful because we all know, you know, it was no surprise when some of these couples were going to say no. Mm-hmm. But to drag this whole thing out, all the replaying of the, you know, how it was in the beginning. And imagine if Mac and Dom are still involved.
Yeah.
We probably have another five episodes added on to the seven. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's bullshit and it's ridiculous. Like, I'm really starting to hate this show.
Now, I saw something here, right? And I just, before we go any further, just want to see, Yolanda said, good evening, RGRT family. Y'all, I heard there are seven episodes left. I saw that same graphic from on Mavs Fan, right? And They're usually accurate as hell. Now, the lies the producers told us today was there are only three more.
I'm just like, let's just get to the reunion and the drama. Let's just get to that. But let's just hurry up and get through this stuff. This was a whole waste of 2 hours. Mm-hmm. It was just a way they could have knocked this all out in an hour. I'm wondering if because they probably collect all their ad dollars, They just have to commit to dragging stuff out so they can get all those commercials in.
Well, that's why they shorten the episodes to two-hour episodes, right? Means you get two more blocks of commercials. But if you shorten them to an hour and a half, now you add three more episodes. Oh, you get a whole lot more. That money grab is serious, and that's what they've done with this. We've seen this over and over again. And when the dollars get involved in a good show, we get season 16 of, I'm jumping ahead already, of Married at First Sight, because that's exactly what season 16 was, a money grab, and they better come better in season 17. Otherwise, they're really going to lose a lot of people on this, right? Because think about it. We were like, all right, ready. We're going to be ready to go at 10. We were a little late today because, you know, of course, the episode went till 10. Figured we'd be on at 10:15. We know we came about 30 seconds late because, you know, I noticed a little ash on my elbows. I had to get rid of those. And Terrell's like, you know, nobody can see that, right? But if you thought that was bad.
I put on a little cologne before the show. I just like to smell good when I'm going to be on. I know no one can smell it, but I smell nice.
This is not scratch and sniff. This is not scratch and sniff. I just want to point this out. This is not scratch and sniff.
Yeah, but no one can see your elbows. So regardless, you'd have been fine, but whatever. We all have our things.
Anything can happen. See, anything can happen. There's no way they get to smell you. A lot of people saying they don't like how the episode ended. So, holy crap. Tony, you just hurt my feelings here, Tony. Tony says three episodes, three reunion episodes, and where are they now equals seven. Son of a mother. Okay. All right.
What are the three episodes going to be about between now and the reunion?
A life after the decision. Well, look, let's get started, man. Let's not drag this out like they do, okay? First couple for decision day, Eris and Jasmine. And, you know, of course, with each couple, they get with them the day before decision day because they make them spend the night apart. And Eris is sitting there spitting the game the night before decision day. I mean, he was laying it on thick, wasn't he?
Well, I was laughing at first because Eris was packed up really quick. He's like, yeah, I got to go. He couldn't wait. To go home, have a night by himself. And did you notice his luggage was on the floor? I was like, I bet Yanni's going to pick up on that.
I actually did.
Put it on the bed.
That's the one, you know, it's crazy that I didn't. Now, had he put it on the bed, I would have noticed that. You don't notice the things people do right. It's when they do wrong.
Said like a true boss.
Well, I expect you to do the right shit. That's all. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and then when Jasmine's in the bed, you know, she said that she would probably consider a yes because, you know, we have so much fun together. And I'm like, but he doesn't touch you. So right. Why are you lying?
Exactly.
Why are you lying?
You know, they get there, and Jasmine also says that she wishes they had more time because her and Eris have a strong foundation and they started to make progress. Were we watching the same show she was on, or was she watching a different season?
I don't know. I don't know what she's watching, but and if you call that a strong foundation, I don't want it. If that's what a strong foundation looks like in a marriage, count me out.
Yo, for real, because just a little, everything's coming crumbling down. But if that wasn't bad enough, did Pastor Cal really say, if they both can look past the superficial? Okay, did he say both look past the superficial when really and truly, she said from day one she's attracted to Eris. Why? Nobody in this live chat understands or knows. And he's said that he was attracted to her. That's how it's been from the very beginning. So how is it if they both look past the superficial? This is where the experts lose me here, man.
Because they're talking about in theory, right? That if you can look past some of those things. And there are cases of people that they weren't attracted to somebody. All of a sudden, something happened. Now they're in love. And it's wonderful and magical. But that's not always the case. That's the exception to the rule. So why he says that, you know, I don't know. And then when they're talking to Eris, and Eris feels like, you know, we have a really strong connection. I'm like, where's the strong connection at?
Yeah.
That you're talking about. Like, Eris has been done from the beginning. Actually, not quite from the beginning. From that moment when he said, I don't think we should have sex until after decision day.
Yeah.
He was checked out at that point. He was like, there's no way.
You know, based on what Pastor Cal said, Dr. BW says, Pastor needs prayer so he can find a new job. And Nubian Mahogany says, Pastor Cal was reading from a teleprompter. Apparently he was. Because I didn't understand that. You know, the thing though, you have Eris saying it felt good to come home to someone that, and that he said he's ready for marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And then they ask, did you give 100%? He's like, well, Jasmine gave 100%. But because I started late, that's why I can't say I gave 100%.
You know, I remember when I came home to someone at the house all the time, and it was great to have someone to talk with and cook with, and those were roommates, like back in college. It was great.
Yes. Right. But
that's not what I want in a marriage. I just want someone to come home to and we can sit and talk and do stuff with. Mm-hmm. It needs a little bit more than that. But yeah, she gave 100%. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that, you know, we knew that. I'm glad Jasmine said no, that she wanted the divorce.
Right.
And of course, we knew Eris wanted the divorce. And I was thinking to myself, maybe Eris has grown. Remember the last few episodes? We've been trying to give him, I have been trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. And then his foot and mouth disease kicked in. And then he just starts saying stupid stuff about how she doesn't love herself. I hug myself 5 times a day. And I'm just like, you're a dumbass.
Here's the interesting thing, right? So somebody, CocoBunny78 on Twitter was saying, the real gag is Eris thought Jasmine was going to say yes, and he was prepared to stay with her. When she said no, his ego was shattered. Then he tried to attack her character. Trash. I don't know if I agree with that, because I don't think he was ever going to say yes, because right. Let's see, who is it here? Mario says, imagine being an 8-week no-nut marriage. this is hilarious. But I don't think he was ever going to say, but the fact that he attacked her and the way he did it was, you know, well, what are the deal breakers? That's what Pastor Cal asked. What have you discovered are your new deal breakers? And he said, basically, you know, I need somebody who knows how to love themselves, because I love myself. When I wake up in the morning, I smile in the mirror and I say, I love myself. And I need some. And the way Jasmine looked at him, is when she should have really just, and she was on the perfect side to do it too, because somebody pointed out she's probably left-handed, which is why she was smacking him with the left hand the last time. Well, she was on the other side of him this time, so she could have got a good real turn with that left hand. We don't condone violence. However, Harris deserved to get smacked that day.
In the mouth. Like, straight up in the mouth. Just smack him right in his lips. Next time you smoke a blunt, you're going to feel this. Smack. So, I don't blame her for being pissed, because really that's what he's saying, is that she doesn't love herself enough. And it's like, no, she loved herself fine until you treated her worse than any guy's probably treated her.
Right.
And made her feel so unattractive. Anybody would struggle, you know, recovering from that. And so I was like, okay, Eris, just shut up. Let Jasmine have her last word and move on. And then he goes into, I thought marriage sex would be like this. And I like that. I'm just like, that's for the married people. Like, to me, I've not been married, but does it feel different when you have a ring on? I mean, a ring on your finger. Does it feel different?
Ring on? I've never had to wear a ring, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'm just like, is it different? Is it more magical? It's
personal here, too.
I'm just like, I don't see where his thought process is that married sex is going to feel different than the day before you get married sex. It's
okay.
I don't know.
Let's be honest here. Sex with someone that you love and in love with is way different than that one night stand or just a hookup.
True, but I said married. So you could
be in love with someone
and not be married, and still I would think it would feel awesome. I'm just wondering, like, once you say the vows and you sign the paper, is there a different level of feeling? Does the tingle different? I don't see what he thought married sex was gonna be like.
Look, Super Gamer Omega says, Eris is a professional F-boy. Arrested Development. Good for him. She kept it classy. Good for Jasmine. She kept it classy. And absolutely right. I mean, he has proven time and time again this entire season, he's not ready for this, even though he's like, yeah, well, I'm ready for marriage. And I like that Jasmine, after he went through all of that stuff and tried to, you know, dump on her, that she was just like, hold up, wait a minute here. And then she said, she just let it all out. Like, the fact, look, you say you weren't attracted to me, but I feel, and she tells Pastor Callis, I feel like if it wasn't the attraction, it would be something else. And he would find a reason to not make this work because Eris was not ready for marriage. And you know what? Kudos. Way to go, Jack. It took you all damn season. It took you 20 episodes to finally stand up to this man. But thank you for finally doing that.
Yeah, I'm happy for her, and I hope that she finds what she's looking for, because she deserves a whole lot better than this heiress person. And I would normally say I hope he finds what he's looking for, but I don't think he's ever going to find this person that he's going to marry. And when they have sex, the theme, The Lion King, starts playing when you orgasm. It's like, it's not that magical just because you're married. So I'm happy for her. I hope he struggles. And maybe he'll watch this and learn something. I just don't think he will, because he hugs himself 5 times a day. So,
because we love our people here in the live chat so much, Dallas Boss 88 says, honeymoon sex is different. That's it. High Vibe says, married sex is more passionate. Lucilla says, the ring does make a difference, just not the one on your finger. High Vibe also says, but divorce sex can be great too. Nikki B says, that nasty, sweaty, raw diggity when you're in love is where babies come from. Yes. And Dina says, a former friend of mine who's now divorced said when she was married, she no longer felt guilty having sex. She had religious guilt. And there's that too. We don't think that's the case with Eris, obviously. But then Dr. BW says, marriage sex, divorce sex. Guys, bottom line is, sex is good. Not all the time.
You don't marry those.
No, exactly.
Yeah. If you find out it's not good after you said I do, well, you're doing it wrong.
Well, that's for those who wait.
This is why you don't wait. You got to test drive.
Take that test drive. Yeah. You know, is it me or you find more women are saying that same thing, using that test drive analogy when it comes to waiting for sex or not?
I think it depends on some people's, you know, you got their religious beliefs that that's why that they wait. But then also you run into people that waited so long that now they're like 40, like what's her name? Lolo. Mm-hmm. You know, now you're 40 and something, you're a virgin. Not many guys are going to be down for that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you've never made a cake before, I'm not going to wait till you get time to marry you for you to make me a cake and see if I like it. I need a cupcake, some brownie, I need some samples.
I'm sure she's done other things.
Yeah, but after a while, that gets old too. I mean, it's great, but after a while, you want a little something different.
Oh my God, let's move on.
I'm not even drinking. This is just natural.
I know, right? This is amazing. Chris and Nicole, these two right here, man. Nicole still cannot stay positive or glass half full at all to save her life or her marriage. I mean, as they're talking to them the night before decision day, I'm like, Jesus Christ. And even Chris goes in the confessional is like, if I say no, let me tell you why. It's because she can't stay positive for shit.
No, she can't. And I bet like Chris was looking forward to that one night away.
Yes.
It's just, I just want me and my dogs. I just need a little bit of peace. And for Nicole to be so worried about him, you know, changing his mind while he's away, like that just has to be draining. Mm-hmm. So, and we've already said that she's just very draining, but those insecurities to me would be the one reason that Chris would say no.
Yeah. You know, it's, and we all understood and we all felt that because we've all been saying this all season long because we've watched her drain this. And it gets to the point that now where she says something, you see the look on his face. You're just like, oh, my God, don't snap, dude. But what did I tell you? And think of what he said there. He said, I don't know if I can deal with this for the rest of my life. And what did I tell you? I said this a long time ago. I said this long before I got married. And, you know, it's in my infinite wisdom. Pure stupidity and just thinking I know what I'm talking about. I said, marriage is really and truly, when it boils down to it, can you deal with what you don't like about that person for the rest of your life? Because if you can't, that stuff is going to irk you till at some point you're just going to snap, right? Like for me, chewing with your mouth open, you know, I could never marry somebody who does that.
I mean, you just be thankful you're married now because all your things... I can't imagine that there's only one person on this earth that can get through all them hurdles and you found her. So don't mess that up.
But, oh, I won't. Trust me.
But I would agree. I mean, there's times where you can start, you know, dating somebody and, you know, in the course of a few months, those mm-hmm. little things start to annoy you. And you're right. At some point you got to decide, am I okay with this or am I not okay with this? For the long term. And we'll have to see with Chris, because right now, 8 weeks with the cameras on and all that, maybe he's saying it's cool, but let's see what happens by the reunion.
Yeah. Now, they get to decision day and they ask, you know, do you think now that you understand why you were matched? Chris says he felt they were matched because of a number of things, like they both talk a lot. And Nicole was a little better, but she said they balanced each other out. What do you think about their assessment on why they were matched?
I think they were spot on of why they were matched. I think that's exactly why they were matched, because they could be each other's balance. I think Nicole is that one that can plow through stuff when things go crazy, because we know that Chris can't deal. Mm-hmm. But then also Chris is like that balance and brings her back to reality. And I totally see why they're matched. I did like how Nicole at least recognized mm-hmm. that all her insecurities and stuff and how that she's created problems
right.
in the relationship.
Yes. Because the fact that she acknowledges it, I think, is a good thing, right? So I do like this. I wanted to say that she came to terms with her nagging side. No, I think she just acknowledges it. I don't think she's come to terms that she's ready to fix it yet. I mean, and she can try to fix it, but I don't think it's going to happen overnight, right? That's definitely not going to happen overnight. Any surprise that they both said yes?
No.
I mean, because you were kind of wavering at the end of the season.
Well, here's why I'm not surprised that they both said yes. If you look at, I knew Nicole was going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
But with Chris, if his dating history, he has stayed in relationships that were way worse yep. than Nicole because he didn't want to give up.
Right.
And so I bet Chris is like, if the worst thing I got to do is every day remind her that I love her and I'm happy and we're good,
mm-hmm.
he'd probably still do it.
Yeah. No, very true. How'd you like that surprise that he had for her at the end with the flowers and all that stuff?
I was expecting more. It's flowers. Like, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you make them? Is this from your garden? It's your house?
Damn,
like, I don't see why that was like, I just don't see why that was like a big deal. I got a surprise for him. Like, ooh, what's he about to bring out?
The man made a good gesture. Are you serious?
I was thinking maybe he had her dog from her dad and was going to like, hey, here's your dog. That would have been a surprise, but you just got some flowers.
Surprise.
Yes. Yeah, it's just some flowers. I'm like, okay, so you stopped at the grocery store on your way.
It did look like some grocery store flowers.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he went to the floral department.
He stopped at your grocery Albertsons store. And was like, hey, let me get this. Albertsons or Publix or Kroger. One yeah. of those.
I was just like, I don't see how that's... I got a surprise for you. I'm like, ooh. Okay, flowers. That's it? I thought there was something in the flowers. I was like waiting to be... Like there was going to be something else.
I thought it was going to be a new ring, to be quite honest. But he said, I have something for you. I was like, oh, he's going to break out a new ring.
Yes. Something. But I was just like, okay, great. You got her flowers. Awesome.
And Pastor Cal was like, let me help you out, buddy. Here, take this bottle. Y'all gonna need
take
it.
And take the champagne. You're gonna need it.
He's like, here. You know, I just want to point out, because, you know, you talk about all my list of things, right? And I just want to point out, as I mentioned, the whole thing about chewing with your mouth open, I am not the only one, okay? Lucy B says, I'm the same. If I hear you chewing or can see what you're chewing, I am out. I feel you, because if I should never be able to know when you're chewing if I'm not looking at you, first of all. Adrienne says, same, Yanni. Smacking and loud chewing is a deal breaker. See, I'm not the only one. Dr. BW said, chew with mouth open, dried snot on the nose hairs. Yeah, that is kind of nasty. But also, I just want to point out that Kitty says, Terrell, your list is pretty long too.
My list is nothing like
you mixing?
No. This is nothing like Giannis. But I will say there was someone I dated briefly and I ended it because of the way she eats wings. Like, we went to a place and just watching her eat wings, I'm like, oh, that's just disgusting. I can't do this.
Now you know we gotta know. What did she do?
It's the way she was just eating the wing, and this is all like all over her mouth. I'm just like, you can wipe it. We're in public. So I think like this. If I'm eating wings at home,
mm-hmm.
I'm totally different than when I'm out. And just looking at her, and this is a date. So like normally you want to be in it. I'm just looking at her, I'm just like, ugh, like that's how you eat wings? It's just, I just got turned off.
She's trying to show you what the end of the night was going to be like.
Yeah, it didn't end that way. It was... I gave her one of those Clint Gina hugs. All right, then.
You know, I see a lot of people saying they don't give Chris and Nicole long. I've seen in the chat where people have said that, you know, they'll be done by the time we get to the reunion show. Maybe 3 to 6 months, they'll be done by, they'll be like Looney Lindsay and be done. They'll be divorced in a year, all sort of stuff. I've seen a lot of those. But I've also seen like some to be saying, playing devil's advocate, Nicole is a problem solver, which she was when it came to the dogs, right? Was she not? I mean, we applauded her for what she did while Chris bawled like a 2-year-old outside.
See, that's her job. She is a problem solver. She can figure stuff out while Chris has to shut down.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Dina. I had no idea that's what it was. Misophobia is the condition of being irritated from hearing chewing. I just thought it was, you know, realistic, reality, because you should never want to, you should never hear people chewing.
We'll see. Maybe they're going to make it. Maybe not, but.
By the way, your frat, Sean, wants to know, did you tell that girl, babe, it's not you, it's me?
To be quite honest, Sean, I ghosted. I figured I paid for the meal. It's not like I slept with her and then broke up with her. I mean, I just went out. She was eating wings in a very gross way that I was so turned off.
Sounds like you're about to say violently, but go ahead.
I paid for everything. I gave her the good friendly hug, and I went on my way. And that was it.
Did you pay for the extra wet wipes?
No, I was just like, it just turned me off. It's such a little petty thing, but
it
happened.
It's never the big things, okay? The big things are easy, and they're also easy to get past. The big things are easy. It's the little things. And you, it's great that you actually identify that early, because the little things, those things nag and it chip away over time. And then that explosion is huge. It's like holding up.
It is. I've gotten better. I was really bad in my 20s, early 30s. Mm. I've gotten better. There's still some things I'm going to be like, I don't know if we're going to work out. Like, you invite me to your house and it's all dirty and jacked up. And you invited me there, which means you're okay with me seeing all that. Mm-hmm. We're not going to work out. Mm-hmm. And someone else, I don't know who commented, said I'm bougie. And I'm like, yeah, I own it. 100% yeah. Bougie.
If it's one thing he's going to tell you, is that he is bougie. That's one thing Terrell will admit to, is being bougie. Straight up. He's never going to hide behind that. So
I speak my truth.
Hey, Michelle can't go over. She said, but over some wings, though? And, how about this? Dallas boss says, Terrell, that girl was hungry and wings are her favorite.
And I fed her. She didn't have to pay for it. I think it was a win-win.
Oh, my God. Let's move on to Clint and Gina, man. I'll be honest with you. I did not hear a single word Gina was saying when they were talking to her the day before decision day. It's just talking, you know, because there's nothing she's going to say that makes me... I think she's just lying every time. Oh, reading from the script, as they've said before, that Pastor Cal was doing.
Yeah. Because I think we all know that there's no way that she was going to say yes. So I feel like she's just saying stuff just to try to keep it spicy and make it interesting and all that stuff. So, I don't really pay much attention to her. And she was talking about, you know, that time away. Mm-hmm. That one night, you know, we need time to process. I'm like, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. Both of y'all don't need any time to process. Your decision has been made.
We knew that.
You know, and we knew that. You got the little friendly hug when Clint was leaving. I was hoping he was going to just grab Hank and just kind of walk out the door with Hank. Be like, yeah, I'll bring Hank back tomorrow. Promise.
Which, when we look at what's happening moving forward, it looks like kind of like what he did. But, you know, Kitty says, I have also learned to mute Gina without touching the remote. Yes. I mean, it was just pretty much what I did. And once I got the decision, they said, okay, let me at least listen a little bit, right? And she's talking about, you know, it's scary if I get a divorce. You never really got married. What do you mean? It's not scary.
No, there's nothing to be scared of. I think she's probably scared of how she's going to look when she tries to get back into the dating pool. Maybe that's what she's scared of. But, you know, that whole thing
looks in the mirror. But go ahead.
The note I had to myself is, let's speed this up. I'm like, let's just get through all this stuff. Finally get to them saying, you know, no, and they want the divorce. And then this chick says she wishes that he would have taken more initiative.
Yes.
And I was like, are you kidding me? So after you tell him you don't like gingers, you get all pissy at the honeymoon, you wanted him to push through that and to show affection and do all those things, and maybe that would have helped you? Get out of here.
Okay, I call bullshit, and I'll tell you why. Because had he done that, she'd have talked about how aggressive he is and how he doesn't know boundaries. it didn't matter what he did, but she's going to try to make it all about him. He did everything. He cooked for her hungry ass all the time, even though, well, he didn't ask me what I wanted. He fed you. I'm sure he asked yourself, do you like such and such? Good, because that's what I'm making. He could have not said anything.
He could have, but what I respect about Clint is when she went low, he went high. He never, anytime that she's tried to throw him under the bus, he's never got down that level. Now, I'm hoping at the reunion, that's going to change. But
yeah, because he went Michelle Obama. You know, when they go low, we go high. I really want him to go Charlemagne and go, when they go low, we take it to the flow. That's what I want to see him do. That's probably one of my favorite quotes he's ever said, man. It's hilarious. Because think about this. Gina even said, prior to the decision, that what she learned was that she learns that she's ready to be married. Really?
How?
Exactly. That was my thought. How?
How? What did you learn? You learned how to have a good roommate.
Yeah.
That's what you did. You learned how to have a good roommate and have someone that works from home that can watch your dog while you're at the salon. You know, she didn't learn jack. And so, you know, as we see in the previews, we know that her and, what's his name? Mac's going to get his shot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Mac, why would you? But he hasn't seen this yet at this point in the show.
Right.
He hasn't seen the whole show. I'm like, you didn't watch any of the stuff that she's doing? Maybe she'll have the affection from him and he'll appreciate, you know, the duck lips and that, you know. She's like a Muppet. It's like a Muppet. Her mouth is open.
You know, here's the crazy thing. They went into this and she even says, like, well, you know, if we get a divorce, it'll be scary and this and that. And saying all the things that sounds good if she really thought they were fooling people. But we knew and they knew because Clint tried to buy Hank. He offered her 10 G's for Hank. And there's no reason for him to offer that money for Hank unless they already said, you know, this ain't going to be, you're moving back out. And we're going back to our separate places after this.
But their separate places are in the same building.
Yes.
So you can still see Hank. He's right next door. That's what she does. You're in the same building, but $10,000 for Hank? I'm hoping that was just a joke and that's not real.
Marcy says Hank will probably run away to Clint's place. He'll pick up Clint's scent. Yeah, dogs are pretty keen.
Yeah, because Clint brings the pup cups.
You know, so Stacey has, tell me if you think, I don't know if I agree with this, Stacey. She said Gina wanted Clint. She was hurt that he didn't think she was athletic, and she isn't. Yeah, she was definitely hurt. I agree with that last part. She was hurt, but she didn't want Clint. Because in the very beginning, all she did was berate him. From the very beginning. Yes, she kissed him at the wedding because she said, well, it's what we're supposed to do at a wedding. But yeah, she didn't want him.
No, she didn't want him at all. And then I think that she was willing to give it a shot until she started to see more of his personality that I think we all like. That's what we like about Clint. But she doesn't like the fact that he's the life of the party and all that stuff because it annoys her. And I think it takes the attention away from her. Personally, yeah. I think that she wants to be the number one when whatever couple relationship she's in, she wants to be the star. And
right.
She didn't like playing second fiddle to Clint.
You know,
I did that in Nashville, second fiddle. See what I did there?
I saw what you did there. And, you know, said, Terrell, I was shocked too with her need for wanting more affection. But here's where, because of what you just said, this may not be the case. He said, Gina can never be pleased, should have been paired with Shaq. No, because Shaq also wants to be the center of attention. They'd have both been begging. She'd have wanted him to come to the salon with his bald head, and he would have wanted her to go on the trips. So, yeah, I don't think that would have worked out either.
No, that wouldn't have worked out at all because I think either, in this case, God, I can't tell who would be worse. Yeah, that shouldn't even happen. I can't even think of who would be worse in that situation. But
who'd be the biggest diva?
Yeah, no. I don't even think she's going to work out with Matt personally. But
oh, yeah, I don't think so either. Adrian says, Gina did not try. This season's been on for 10 months. It feels like it, doesn't it? And all we know about her is she's an entrepreneur and a dog mom. That's all we know.
And that's it. She has a salon. No. This is what they keep saying. She's a successful business owner.
Yes.
That's all we know. Mm-hmm. And I guess how we define success, I don't know how we do that yet, but...
Hey, Tanya says Hank was hanging around Clint as he packed, like, get my shit too, Dad.
You know, where are we going? Are we leaving?
I don't see my toys in there. What's happening here? Don't leave me with her, please. Please. I'll take one less pup cup.
I'll go down to 3 pup cups a week. I'll save you some money.
Now, look, here's the thing. Audrey does ask, though, did anyone see Clint trying to be a husband? He tried more than she did. I mean, he did the things like he adopted her child, which is the dog. Like, you know, you dog people like to consider them children. So there you go. He did that. He cooked for her all the time. You know, she didn't even try to do that. Even after Dr. Pepper said, hey, well, you know, maybe you should cook for him. Oh, well, I help him sometime. No. You cook for him. And she was like, nah.
Well, I would question this, Audrey. How do you try to be a husband when you're shut down by everything that you've done from the beginning?
And same thing Stacey said.
When Gina was so turned off, and then she's like, I don't like gingers. I'm just not attracted to it. She didn't even want to stay in the same house or apartment when they got back from the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. How do you try to be a husband through all that?
And
I think he did the best he could. He just thought maybe, you know, let's just be friendly, have a good time with each other. Maybe it can grow. I think he did what he could. He took care of her dog while she was out. I mean, he was doing all the things that I think a partner would want to do. There was just no romance to it.
And even Dallas Boss says Clint entertained her friends too. He did probably way more than she did. And Michelle says, did anyone see Gina trying to be a wife? No, the answer is easy. No.
I didn't see Gina try to do anything.
Yeah.
Didn't see Gina try to cook. Didn't see Gina trying to do anything. Didn't see her trying to work out because she's really athletic. All the stuff that she claims, she didn't see any of it.
Look, how about this one? Just Ryan says he listened to her rants. That's husband. look, so many things coming too, man. I mean, because you look at this. Clint was a husband when he listened to her whine about that damn salon.
All the time. All the time.
Offered great advice, you know. Yeah, he did all those things. So to answer your question, yes, he did try to be a husband all season long. Even when he told her, hey, look, after she made all those comments about him being a ginger, and he just, you know, he went high, stayed above it. He tried, man.
Yeah, I do respect that. I do respect that. And before we get off Gina and Clint, we got 304 people. Be sure to hit the like button. Appreciate everybody hanging. I know it's late for some of y'all. I'm Central Standard Time, so it's not that bad for me. But for those of y'all on the East Coast, really appreciate it. But just be sure you hit the like button.
Please do. Please and thank you. Yolanda found the one thing that Gina did to try to be a wife. She got up on the pole. Not very far. About 2 inches.
The way that she got up on the pole, though, that's going to lead to divorce, too.
Facts. That is facts. Oh, my God. You know, before we move on to the next couple, I just want to point this out because Kendra made a good point here. Where she said, I'm outdoorsy, said Gina the liar. Yes, because she even tried to say, well, you know, had you tried all these other things? I didn't like sailing and I didn't like hiking, but any other outdoor stuff I would have done had you offered. And he was like, huh? Who are you?
Yeah. Her outdoor stuff is, let's go out to eat and sit on a patio.
Yes.
Do they have a patio? Let's have cocktails on the patio. That's outdoorsy.
Let's walk to the salon.
Yeah, let's walk to the salon and then go grab some food on the patio.
Our final couple, you know, you got to save the best for last. Shaquille and Kirsten. Now, I got to ask you, because, you know, you've been a Kirsten hater this entire season, because apparently she reminds you of somebody from the past. Do you think she was playing games, or was she really? This is when you look at it the day before decision day. I looked at it and I was like, is she really closer to a yes than him? And then I said, is Terrell going to believe this?
I don't, but it's because she reminds me of somebody that I just don't believe anything. Like, if she were to tell me it's sunny outside, I'd still look out.
That person was a liar.
I'd have to double check. And I just don't believe her. Yeah, I just don't believe her. But, you know, that's just my take. But again, I have my bias. So she could really be leaning towards yes. And I think when they were talking, when Shaq was packing, you know, Shaq said he needs to be 100%. He needs to be 100% for him to say yes. Mm-hmm. If not, then he may say no. And then Kirsten said, well, if you say no, then I'm leaving. You know, yes. Because the decision, if you say no, I'm leaving. He's like, so what are you saying? Are you saying you're going to say yes? Oh, no, I'm not sure either. I'm like,
no, okay. But I here's the thing about that. Even when she said, if you say no, I'm leaving, that was her way of saying, I'm going to say yes. And instead of just taking the hint, he's like, so does that mean you're going to? Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to give you the upper hand. No. So I get it. Now, when Kirsten and, according to Dina, the big Joker showed up.
I've been trying to figure out, what does this dude look like?
Why did Shaq show up like a jester? and Doobie's like, what about that suit? Like, seriously, Terrell, please. Defend your alpha brother now.
I can't. I mean, he looked like a big, tall, black jack-in-the-box. Like, you know, and just pops up in that jacket. That's what I was like, what? Why are you doing this? They're probably going to this tailor. What color suit do you want? All of them. Them all. No, a bunch of suits in different colors? No. All those colors.
How many suits do you want? One.
One with all the colors.
I was like, what the hell? Look, Tony says Shaq's suit was given oola oola.
Oola oola. It did have that little kid and play vibe to it, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Maybe he was heading to 90 Day Fiancé. Shaq was heading to the Mardi Gras parade.
You mean carnival.
Yeah, carnival.
Carnival. So I wanted to
fast forward. You know, he wouldn't be able to pronounce that at all either, too, by the way. But go ahead.
So I wanted to fast forward through all the stuff.
Wait, they met with a kiss, though.
They did. But before she got there, this is where Shaq bothered me again.
Uh-oh.
I got to find it. Do the good outweigh the bad.
I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you for calling out your frat brother on his horrible English.
Well, you know, do the good outweigh the bad.
Apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not. But so she walks up, they kiss. I was like, okay, that's a positive sign. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm just get annoyed listening to Dr. Pepper and Pastor Kyle ask all those questions. And then, of course, the communication.
Well, the thing. Highlights. He asked about the highlights. What'd you think of the highlights? He said Shaq said the wedding day and sitting on the couch watching TV were the highlights for him.
Yeah, well, her highlight is that time he went to church. I was like, that's the highlight?
The empty church?
8 weeks? That empty church that y'all sat in and didn't even go to service for? That was a highlight to
but
you?
But she didn't Shaq meeting her dad was a highlight.
She did. She did say, I just thought the first thing that you say is that time we went to church together. That's the highlight of these 8 weeks, followed by you meeting my dad yeah. that I hold a high regard to.
Mm-hmm.
No. So.
it's interesting in that that thing with the highlights that they both had, because neither of them really made it about the highlights being about them. Even though he did say sitting on the couch and she put her leg on him. Yeah, but, you know, he was so proud to say they slept together. He didn't say that was a highlight. So maybe you're right. Maybe it just wasn't that good. And that's why he's been pouting the last couple of episodes.
Maybe he needs another ring. Not the ones. So then we're asking about, I guess, either, you know, what some of the challenges or things they didn't like. Mm-hmm. And I just got so annoyed when Shaq said he needs Kirsten to be less dominant and he needs more support. I was like, what in the hell?
Sounds like something a beta man would do, not an alpha.
Yes. Yes. I would agree, you know, but I couldn't be that person. Mm-hmm. I just can't wrap my mind around what Shaq wants mm-hmm. from this woman when it comes to his work. You know, I want you to come to the work events. I get if there's like a social event, you bring your family, but he wants her to go with him to conferences to watch him give a presentation. Like, why do you yes. need that from your wife? You know, I just don't get it. And then the fact that she's too dominant, she doesn't come across that dominant to me. I've known some alpha females, compared to him, maybe so, but.
Now, Deborah wants us to remember something, right? And something that Shaq said on the after party before. She said that's because she's been two different people. Shaq can't reconcile who she really is. She's different off camera. You know, when the camera's out of your face, things are going to change a little bit. But here's the difference of thinking that, too. And she wasn't attracted to Shaq. And we've seen this from season one of this. This is season 16. So it's not like this is new to us. We've seen this. Right? From season one, there's always somebody. Jamie and the other and that dude, she did not like him. She cried when he walked down the aisle. And there weren't tears of joy. And she cried when they had to go take pictures. She bawled. We gotta go back and watch season one at some point. you just gotta see this. But the thing is, when that changed and the attraction became for the woman in past episodes and past seasons, what would happen is the guy would at least fall in line at some point. Shaq decided to get extra petty. Extra petty. Extra, mm-hmm. extra petty. And I saw the shift in this. And I know you wouldn't see it because you have something against Kirsten. But I saw this and I'm like, she's actually starting to fall for him in some manner, right? She's seeing the good in him. Because you've been around, no, not you, never mind. Most sane people have been around people that they weren't really attracted to at first. And then as they get to know them, they're like, you know what? And not that bad.
No, I can't relate. I'm sure it happens. I haven't had that experience. I haven't had that experience in my life, but even if her attraction for him grew, he's still annoying. Mm-hmm. And that's probably inhibiting the attraction. So, Nikki B, why is Shaq acting like he's a superhero and his job is fun? I agree. It'd be one thing if, you know, he's a sports figure, he's an entertainer, a fireman. Hey, babe, come watch me put this fire out. I'm badass. Mm-hmm. But he's giving a presentation. What's he got to do? Hey, babe, so what'd you think of my PowerPoint? Did mm-hmm. you like it? Did you like how I transitioned the slides? What'd you think of that? Dope, isn't it?
That's pretty much what it is, too. You know, here's the other thing, though. Lucy B says, I'm 99% sure it wasn't good. Remember, Kirsten's inches requirement. She does not give BDE.
But what does the inches requirement have to do with her being good? Out of curiosity. I don't know either. I don't want to assume that, you know, she has or does not have skills. I can't tell. And see, I wouldn't have the patience to find out.
You would. You definitely would. And, you know, Stacey says you can grow into attraction. I have before. So, I mean, again, like I said, you haven't, Terrell, but most people have. We get to this, though, and they ask about the next level. And for Shaq, the next level is to do what? Fall in love. Fair answer?
Fair, because you don't really, I would think that it's hard to fall in love in 8 weeks with the cameras on you and all these things, these planned events and things that you have to do. It's not as natural.
Right.
Everybody's not going to be like Chris and Nicole. And so I don't think they're at the I love you stage like Chris and Nicole. So maybe that would be the next step mm-hmm. for them, is to see if they can actually fall in love with each other without all the cameras and all the lights.
So they get to decision. They asked Kirsten, were you surprised when she said she'd like to stay married?
I was, because I thought she was going to say no.
Mm.
You know, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised because she was trending that way the last couple episodes. She was already trending that way. So, no surprise.
Mm. I mean, I was surprised. I just thought she was going to say whatever. And then now they leave us on the cliffhanger with the Joker. Now we got to see what he's going to say.
Tony says she said yes to save face. I'm not surprised. And then Sinan's fan says, I'm surprised too. So there's some people, DJ says, can't believe Kirsten said yes. Yeah, see, I just wasn't surprised when she said yes. I was like, okay, cool. And Audrey says, I was hoping Kirsten would say no, but it's okay to say yes. Precious Me says, I was shocked she said yes. She doesn't seem like she's into him at all. I disagree. I think the last couple of weeks, she's really shown that side. And that's why she was getting so irritated with him acting like a little, you know, acting very petty, as some people have called him.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised that she said yes, because I thought she was just getting more annoyed with all that stuff. But again, producers telling the story that they want us to hear, not the actual real story. But now we got to wait a whole nother damn week to see what Shaq is going to say.
Karen says, what did Shaq say? And what, I guess the question really now is, so Karen, that was the cliffhanger. And now the question really is, what do you think Shaq is going to say? Yes or no?
I think he's going to say yes.
You think he's going to say yes?
Why? I think he's going to say yes. Because I can't see him doing better. By himself. I can't see him doing better by himself. So I could see him saying yes to, let's see, you know, if we can fall in love with each other. Mm-hmm. And then maybe they'll be divorced by decision day. I mean, by the reunion. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, I don't see him saying, he's trending towards no. And because they're showing that, I'm almost like he may say yes, but like you said, they by the reunion, they probably have broken up already because he's still going to be mad about all these other little things. For him to be celebrating as hard as he did when they announced that they had consummated a marriage, there was no love after that at all, right? So it just seems like they're missing a lot and he's just wanting so much more from her that she can't give. So I don't know. I don't know that he says yes, though. I really don't.
I think he is. And I think when he told everybody that they had sex, that was out of spite because she had already irritated him earlier in that night. Mm-hmm. So that was his way to be like, yeah, Kirsten and I have had sex.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Deborah says,
I'm not surprised she's done enough to make sure he would say no. The yes makes her look good. So she's thinking that Kirsten did enough to tick Shaq off to make him say no. So she says yes for that curveball so that she looks good and he's the one that says no. But Ruthie says Shaq will say yes to save face.
It's possible, but I think Shaq would say yes because I don't think he can do better than this.
I think we can all agree on what DJ says. He needs to say hell no to that suit.
That ugly jacket. I'm like, ugh, why? I mean, I think there's one thing about having a style about yourself, but there's just sometimes I'm like, you look like a clown. He needed a wig and a little nose, red nose, little clown outfit.
He needed that wig from the what was that, Gatlinburg?
Look like Homie the Clown going to court. Why would you wear that?
Homie don't play that.
Yeah.
Shaquille don't play that. Before we get out of here, going back to a couple of these comments here from earlier, Lucy B says, Terrell, that woman is probably wondering to this day why you ghosted and now her self-esteem is in hell. Do you feel bad now hearing that?
No, because she probably thinks about that when she wants wings.
Dallas Boss says, Texas and Bougie and Scorpio, just like me. We cousins.
Family. That's what I'm talking about.
And of course, going back to the sex conversation, Stacy says, there's different levels. There's makeup sex, I was wrong sex, sorry I fell asleep on you sex, thank you for the flowers sex, and so on and so on. In other words, there's just sex.
Sorry, sex for every occasion. Sorry I fell asleep on you sex.
Ooh, some of the stories.
I don't know what that means.
Fell asleep.
I fell asleep on you while we were trying to have sex. My bad. Let me make up for it now that I'm awake.
I don't think that's what that meant. But
oh, I got it. That's what I thought is like. I fell asleep on you, like we were having sex, and she fell asleep, and then wakes up like, oh yeah, my bad.
Now that would be funny.
That's tired.
My bad.
What are we doing? Sorry about that.
It's been a long day. Hold on. Go ahead.
I'm going to go back to sleep. Just lock up when you're done. Just
V said I waited one time. It was terrible. Because you're asking about that, whether to wait. And Nikki was like, how long do you have to be celibate to be considered a semi-virgin or a born-again virgin? How long do you have to wait for that?
A born-again virgin?
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, semi? Oh, there's no such thing that either.
How are you a semi-virgin? Once you done it. Once you've done it, the deed is done.
It's done. There's no going back.
Yeah.
JD says we're awful. Yes, we are.
Thank you. No, the show is awful. And this is just us letting out our frustrations and probably some of the same frustrations y'all have from watching this bullshit.
Nubian Mahogany says that's like being a little pregnant. Being a semi-virgin is like being a little pregnant. Semi-virgin.
Yeah. It's not like I was a smoker, but I'm not a smoker anymore. That's different. You're a virgin and you do the do.
Sean says 6 months. Repackage your goodies. Sum to B says plus 6 months.
What? 6 months? You're treating your vaginas like it's one of those foam pillows and you just kind of let it go and it'll get back into shape like it's never been touched. No, it doesn't matter. 6 months, a year, 5 years, you're not a virgin.
10 years, still not.
Yeah, 10 years. So you might be a little, you know, rusty. It's been a while, but.
All right. Let's get out of here, man. Oh, so, you know, we talked about a little bit on 90 Day Fiancé Love in Paris. And I want to prove to you guys something. First of all, everybody that's in here, please do us a favor. You've been here this long. Hit the like button. And if you're watching this after or listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, make sure you leave a comment. All right. Now, Terrell has been a big, opponent of reality TV, especially of the dating side. Right. And I was shocked. Totally shocked when he hit me and said, hey, have you seen a Summer House, Martha's Vineyard? We should do that show. So Terrell has suggested we do this. And then lo and behold, I walk out in the living room. My wife is watching the show. So I'm like, oh, I guess we're going.
Great minds. Great minds think alike. But yeah, I think it's different. It's not like it. I'm curious to see. I've only seen 2 episodes. At least they've only had 2 episodes for this season, but I'm curious to see what, you know, how it is. You have the Alpha Kappa thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have a little fun with that, but this is not like a dating show, like Married at First Sight. There's no experts and all the BS. So why not? Something a little fun. I call that a palate cleanser between the next Married at First Sight.
All right. So that's what we'll do. We'll do Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. By the way, I didn't even realize that Inkwell was up there in that area. I love that movie, by the way, with Lorenz Tate and Jada Pinkett. Love that movie. But so we'll start this. So we've got to do a recap of the first 2 episodes. I know it airs on Sundays unless you're like me and you have it on Peacock. Then your episodes drop on Monday. So we'll do Sunday. for the recap of the first two episodes, episodes one and two. So you have until Sunday to get caught up. For those of you who are not on there, I see a lot of folks already in there who have started. Lucy B said, yay, just started watching that. It's so good. So you have until Sunday to watch that. We'll watch the first two episodes. Watch the third episode. And we're going to do episode three. Now, here comes the question, because Tony asked this great question here. The question is, will you guys be here for the next seven episodes of Married at First Sight, right? And that's usually on Wednesdays. And the question becomes, do we do then Summer House, Martha's Vineyard on Tuesday?
I don't know, but I figure we start what we finish. So we got to finish out these seven painful seasons or episodes of Married at First Sight. So possibly, but just keep an eye on the, as you hit like and subscribe, you'll get the notification.
Yeah.
And then we'll just have it set.
Especially if you hit the bell for notifications, you'll get it and find out. So yeah, please appreciate it. And thanks everybody. Make sure you do hit that like button. Dina says, those are the fake bougie people. Tell her, you would fit in there, but you'd be on a whole nother level of bougie against some of those people in there.
Maybe, but I'm still curious.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.